This week's dry bean scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPL, and Top Guard by FMC. Joining us this week is Scott Bales, a dry bean system specialist with Michigan State University. And Scott, what's the dry bean planting progress in the state of Michigan?
Things have been fairly difficult this year. The latest USDA report that was released on Monday has us listed at about 4% planted on our 2019 dry bean crop. When we talk to some growers around the countryside, we think we might be a touch over 4%, but not much. And most of that crop was planted between just this past weekend of June 7th through June 9th.
Compare that to previous years. Is that severely behind, or what sort of comparison is that?
Yeah, we're pretty well behind where we'd be at on our average. Things have been tough, as we said, but in the state of Michigan, we've also been in this position before, and we do know that beans planted in the latter half of June in Michigan can yield well. Most of our dry bean acres in the state are well-tiled, however.
For the farmers who have been able to get some of that crop in the ground, what classes do farmers take interest in growing?
Yeah, in the state of Michigan, we're looking at a total dry bean crop of about 200,000 acres, which has been pretty well normal for us. It's right on par with our 2018 numbers, with our major classes being black and navies. We're looking at about 100,000 acres of black, and a little bit less than navies, about 60,000 acres. Small reds have been a fairly large class in the state. They're expected to tail off in acreage a little bit this year, however. Producers here in the state of Michigan will plant dry beans right up until about the 4th of July. It's kind of a rule of thumb of a lot of guys have used over the years, but we definitely have a good 2 weeks here in the later half of June.
And that's been the dry bean scene, brought to you by Central Valley Bean Cooperative, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company.